CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Indiana Home Line, the dusty one, crowds into the studio, puts on the bullwhip, takes off the dusty chapeau, and then his bag of tricks, he takes us to Portugal. Within these last days, Portugal is honoring a hero of the 20th century, Mendes. Malcolm, Home Line is here to help Indiana with this explication, because it is amazing. After all these decades, we're still discovering heroes in the 1940s. Malcolm, Indiana allows you to come forward and explain. Who has been honored in Portugal?
Thank you. This is a great story, even though it is unfortunately after the fact, and he passed away, the hero passed away in 1954 in disgrace and isolation and poverty. His name was Aristides de Sousa Mendes. There was a foundation here in the United States that was established by people, the descendants of those he rescued. He was a diplomat who during World War II saved thousands of people from the Nazis, and they have honored him by placing a tomb with his name in the country's national pantheon. His body is not in that tomb, as is the case with a number of the others, because he wanted to be buried near his home origin. This is an amazing story because it was televised, and many celebrated figures from Portugal came to it, politicians and other leaders, to see the dedication of this site, including the Speaker of the Parliament of Portugal, who said that Mendes's conduct led prestige to Portugal at a decisive moment. He put people who put their family and themselves at risk for the greater good. And the truth is that he was ostracized for over this past 80 years since he carried out his amazing act, often against the wishes of his superiors, including Antonio Salazar, who was the dictator, and when he served as a consul in Bordeaux, France in 1940 and gave out visas so people could go through Portugal to the United States and elsewhere. He was fired from the diplomatic service, as I said, with public shame attaching to his family at the time. And, of course, now his grandson attended this ceremony and saw this ambition fulfilled. He was praised by Pope Francis, and the United States Senate saluted him in a measure. Unfortunately, he himself didn't see it. He was also honored as a righteous amongst the nations in Israel at the Holocaust Memorial, and he got the highest award.
I need Indiana to come forward, Malcolm. Just step back a little bit. Indiana, you found the Kingdom of Judah. Where?
This is an amazing story because it solves a mystery that has been dominant for so many years about where the region of Judah was that was so critical in King David's leadership.
We have about a minute, Indiana. 1 minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, we couldn't find any evidence. Maybe we'll continue the story later. But what happened was, because there was no destruction, they didn't find any remnants because nothing was preserved. Now they have actually found in the exact place where the Bible says it was. They have found in the Judean foothills the evidence of the cities where the Kingdom of David actually began.
The Kingdom of Judah. And the reason, Indiana, that we couldn't find it is because people used the walls for building materials. Is that why?
That whatever was left of the city of Kiryat Arba, which was destroyed, and then Lachish and other cities that are mentioned in the Bible, Beit Shemesh, became the predominant strongholds in the region. And in the late 10th century, Lachish was fortified, and I discussed once the 10-foot-wide city walls on the northern slopes, which they used radiocarbon to date to the time of Rehoboam. And all of these likely point to the likely fact that these were the sites described in the Kingdom of Judah.
The Kingdom of Judah. Indiana Home Line, the dusty one, back out on the trail. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.